Today we're going to talk about Pamplona, a small and lovely city located in the north of Spain, near France. If you're in for an exciting experience, don't hesitate and come.
If you want to discover people from Pamplona, then you have to look for someone who is always carrying on a spring jacket just in case. This stereotype is true because weather and people are connected by a strong link.
From spring to autumn, there is pleasant weather with nice average temperature. The warmest month is July. Winter can be very changeable with temperatures below zero in the early mornings, while Pamplona enjoys rather mild temperatures due to its proximity to the Cantabrian coastline. It also has a climate heavily marked by contrasts and seasonal changes. Actually, you can have four seasons in only one day.
Besides, people from Pamplona are very traditional and loyal. The cuadrillas is the name given to describe groups of lifelong friends. They are sacred. They will take part of Pamplona's people's life forever and ever.
Despite they are not very outgoing, when they offer you their friendship, they are reliable and trusty, so you can be sure you will have a friend forever.
Nowadays, anybody who arrives in Pamplona wants to walk through the streets where the ball running takes place every morning during San Fermín. You can feel as a real ball runner visiting the ball ring that is the final part of this exciting experience.
Furthermore, Pamplona has very interesting 16th century city walls that surround the city. People who visit our town can enjoy a very nice walk discovering wonderful places, like the views from Caballo Blanco. During the summertime, there are lots of activities around the walls, such as concerts and sports activities.
If you are an architecture lover, you must visit our stunning cathedral. The cloister is Gothic and one of the most remarkable in Europe. The rest of the building combines Baroque and Romanic. Inside, you can visit the tombs of some important kings of Navarre, like Charles III and Leonor.
Pamplona is well known by its pinchos. Pinchos is a small serving of typical food. They are usually tasted as appetizer. There are two famous streets where you can find it, called San Nicolás and Estafeta. In San Nicolás, the bar Rio is an example, and next to Estafeta you can find the Gaucho.
In Rio, the typical pincho is frito de huevo, which is bechamel cold boiled eggs. As a curiosity, there is a counter registering the number of eggs they serve. In Gaucho, the most famous pincho is foie. Gaucho usually wins one prize in the Pinchos Week.
Once a year in spring, people in this city can enjoy La Semana del Pincho. During a week, bars compete to find out which is the best pincho. Usually, Gaucho Bar wins one of the prizes that reflects its quality and good cuisine. We have also a tradition of Juevincho. Some bars offer a pinto and a small drink on Thursday evening at a very popular price.
There are two main typical places for culture in Pamplona. They are the Gallarre Theatre and the Baluarte. These two places were built so that people could enjoy activities like ballets, theater plays, music performance, concerts, shows, etc. Besides, the Baluarte also offers other types of activities and it provides us the opportunity to visit some interesting exhibitions.
For nightlife in Pamplona, there are two main areas. In the old town San Nicolás and Estafeta streets, where there are a lot of traditional pubs. The other is San Juan's neighborhood, where you can find locals for everybody's tastes. Local with live music of all styles, from classical and jazz to tech. You also can find disco dance, like canalla or zone. So you know, come and enjoy Pamplona's nightlife.
I'm going to show you a hidden gem which I love. I am talking about Paseo de Ronda, a street over the city's walls where you can walk and enjoy a marvelous sight of the River Arga and the lower side of Pamplona.